So, Nancy, first of all, thank you so much. What an honor and a privilege to have you on my morning show here at Mix 98.9. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, The Mauritanian, I had an opportunity to view the movie, and I had to watch it a second time. I was just absolutely blown away, first of all, by Jodie Foster, who portrays you. And maybe that's my first question. What did you think of the choice of Jodie Foster as you?
I was amazed and never believed in a million years that I would have Jodie Foster playing me. I just never believed that could happen.
So you've seen the movie, I'm sure. Who you are, did she make you credible to the audience, and was she you?
Well, I guess the audience would have to say whether she made me credible, but she was me in many ways. It was, she told me it would not be an impersonation, and it wasn't. She also said that she plays a meaner me. I believe that's true, although some of my friends think she got it right on. But, you know, she was very observant in the small time we had together and picked up on things that I said, mannerisms of mine, and she put her heart into this because, as we all did, we're all carrying Mahamudu's story and his inspiration and ability to overcome what he overcame with dignity and humanity and humor.
Well, in the movie, as I watched it progress, you started with a bit of skepticism on his innocence or not, but you decided to take the case. And Jodie Foster said this, so I'm quoting her, and maybe it's quoting you, where she said she's representing the Constitution. You really feel that, don't you?
I really do feel that. I feel that every time I represent someone, I'm also representing everyone and making sure that the rule of law is going to apply to everyone who gets charged at any moment. But, you know, my focus, of course, is on my client, whether guilty or not. That's not my issue. I'm not there to judge the person. I'm there to defend him with everything I've got and make sure the government is fair.
Now, that movie brought out some very, very troubling things that the U.S. government has been accused of doing, the tortures that Mahamudu went through. Did you ever have any idea this was happening in our country, and where did, I guess, your work with him, do you feel it's maybe helped to make some changes?
Well, I didn't know it was happening. I know it's happened, of course, in the past. The military and the CIA have both been guilty over the years, many years. But I didn't know it was happening in Guantanamo. I didn't know the extent of it. And when he first told us, we didn't know whether he was exaggerating or not. And then the government admitted all of it had happened. And, you know, what you see in the movie all happened, but it's just a glimpse of what happened. It was much more horrific. And then we learned about the black sites. And I have another client who went through the horror of torture in those sites. I hope that this has made a difference. I hope that bringing it out into the open, even though we can't convince the United States government to abide by the treaty, the Convention Against Torture, and prosecute anyone who's done the torture, at least the world is going to know about it. And people call me all the time and say that they didn't know this was happening.
Well, I think, don't we as Americans, and I don't want to place you in the position of being I represent all of America, but we like to think we were and have always been above that. In World War II, it was those other sides that did those atrocities, not us. And then it turns around after 9/11 in particular, or 9/11, we ended up doing that same thing all in the name of freedom of America. And you think that's wrong.
Well, it is wrong, and it's wrong to believe we've never done it before. We did it when this country began, with ethnic cleansing of Native Americans. We did it with slaves. We've done it with every ethnic and religious group that's ever come to this country. Torture and ill treatment is nothing new in this country. We did it in World War II. You know, it's people need to recognize that this is not just something that the military and the CIA invented after 9/11.
Wow. And with that, hence the movie. How did the movie get come to this? I mean, he wrote a book, and did you work with him on that or on the film screen? How did all that come about?
Well, the book he wrote as letters to us, to his lawyers. And then when we finally got it out so that we could publish it, we got Larry Seams. We found Larry Seams, who's an editor, and he edited the book. And we got a literary agent, Rachel Vogel, and she got us a publisher. And then when we were talking about doing a film, she took care of getting that started. And the producers went out and found Kevin McDonald, who's a brilliant and inspiring director, and then he started getting the talent, and he got Benedict Cumberbatch, who was already an executive producer in the case and on the film, and he, Benedict, decided he wanted to play the part of Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Couch, and then they talked to Jody, and she was interested, and Tahar Rahim, who of course played a brilliant role as Mahamudu, and you know, there you have it. Shailene Woodley, who was terrific. It was really, I had no idea we would have a film with all these A-list actors, that Jody would win a Golden Globe, that we'd get nominated for 5 BAFTAs. It was amazing, and it's still amazing. The film is going to be in Sweden soon. It's going to be in France. It's going to be in Germany. It's been all over the Middle East. They had a premiere actually in Mauritania a few days ago.
How about that? That's it's amazing, and it's a testament to what you did and his story. By the way, it's available on Blu-ray, or DVD, and we'll give more information on that after the interview, because I know your time is just about wrapped up. But I wanted to thank you so much, Nancy Hollander, a real-life attorney played by Jodie Foster in The Mauritanian, for what you've done. And I know you're continuing to work at Guantanamo, and you've got other cases that I know you probably can't talk about now. But this is just a wonderful achievement, and thank you so much for all that you're doing to bring all this to light.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, and I hope everyone will watch The Mauritanian. It really is a celebration of life and the human spirit. It's not just all about torture. It's about humanity, humility, and forgiveness. And I hope people will watch it. It's a wonderful movie.
Nancy Hollander, thank you so much for joining us. You have a great day.
Thank you.